Hi, everyone. This is Greg Brooks with Rocket Station.
You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. If you're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast, make sure that you like the podcast and share it with all your friends. I can't wait to hear what you think.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Get Hired podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Fiesta George. This is a podcast where I help you navigate through the job market with confidence and success. And I love to help businesses learn how to recruit better and hire better than their competition. Well, if you've ever encountered travel delays, hopefully you'll appreciate this episode. We've all been there, right? No matter where you're going, there's going to be a delay when you travel. It happens all the time. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about how to navigate through career transitions in 2024 through the lens of my most recent travel experiences, and I'll try to tie that all in to how it compares to today's job market. If you're new to the show, welcome in, and if you've been around for a while, thank you so much for coming back. If you're following me on any of my social media channels, you guys know that I love to travel all the time, and I'm always on the road for work. Well, recently, I had a couple of memorable travel experiences where I was supposed to get home within a reasonable time, but then it turned into a multi-hour, sometimes overnight event. All of these unexpected challenges had me thinking about how that mirrors the ups and downs of navigating through career transitions. You know, I'm always thinking about ways to turn things into a podcast episode, so here we are. Well, if you're anyone who drives, if you fly, if you depend on public transportation, delays are going to happen. And when they do, it throws a wrench in all of our plans. So I want you to picture this. You're on a flight, you're headed to your destination, everything's going lovely. And then suddenly the pilot announces that due to the stormy weather, you need to circle around because he needs to attempt a landing. Now, that should be a pretty routine thing, right? But because of the travel and the weather ahead, it turns into a marathon. There's a lot of unexpected detours, a lot of delays. And then you might be wondering, how does this even tie into navigating through career transitions? Well, just like the pilot had to adjust his flight plan to ensure that we were safe, job seekers have to also find themselves adapting to changing circumstances in the job market. If you experience an unexpected layoff, maybe shifts in the industry, changes to the hiring process, those journeys to finding your dream job will be filled with a lot of twists and turns. So just like that pilot had to navigate through the storm to reach our destination, you will also need to be flexible and understand all of the changes ahead of, and so you can pivot and reach your destination. Well, in the midst of uncertainty, it's essential that we have to have a clear sense of direction, right? The pilot has to rely on navigation tools, the control tower to chart his course. You as a job seeker need to also identify what your goals and values are that will help you in guiding your career journey. If you take the time to reflect on what truly matters to you, whether your passions, your strengths, the kind of work environment that you thrive in, if you align your career choices with your values, you're going to be better equipped to weather any storm that comes your way. Challenges in your career journey are going to happen, no matter how much you love to plan for things ahead of time. Your career is a journey, not a destination. So you have to embrace the detours, learn from the challenges, trust that each experience will bring you that much closer to where you're meant to be. The pilot relied on a strong support system, like the control tower, his co-pilot, all of the flight attendants, to help navigate through the stormy weather. Job seekers also have to learn how to rely on their support system. So if you're a job seeker, you need to invest in your skills, network to navigate through the job market. I talk about this all the time. Hone in on your skills through online courses, expand your network through professional networking, going to networking events, meeting people on LinkedIn. Every step that you take will bring you that much closer to your goal. And just like the pilot, you cannot be afraid to ask for help because you will need it. Networking is especially crucial during a career transition. So reach out to former colleagues, your mentors, acquaintances, let them know what your goals are. Ask them for their advice. You never know when the next opportunity might come from. I want to remind you of the things that you need to do to embrace the journey ahead when you're navigating through these career transitions. If you listen to podcasts, I have a lot of episodes as well on my podcast where I help you with a little bit of tips and tricks to help you through any transition that you might be going through, if you're looking to get hired or to get promoted. Pilots trust on their training and their expertise to guide them through stormy weather. So you should also trust in your abilities to navigate through the ups and downs of your career. So you need to stay resilient. You're going to face a lot of challenges, but you have to be open to any opportunities. Stay true to yourself. Your career path may not always be a straight line, but each twist and turn will bring you that much closer to where you're meant to be. So as you navigate your own career journey, remember that you have the power to shape the future. You have to stay focused, stay positive, keep pushing forward. Whatever your destination is, hopefully it's a cool one, it's waiting for you. Now, after Memorial Day, I want you all to stay tuned because we're going to kick off a new summer series called Spill the Sauce, and that is sponsored by my friends at the Spicy Gnome Hot Sauce. You're going to get introduced to a few people who will spill the sauce on what it takes to get hired, get promoted, and they're going to share career journeys with you and also give you some tips to get you seen and get you in front of the people that you need to be in front of. Click that subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. Follow me on social media at Just Get Hired on all of your favorite platforms. Leave me a comment. I'm headed to Toronto in Michigan, so that's my next trip for my cousin's wedding. So I need to go pack, but hopefully this trip is going to be uneventful. But if it is, I will come prepared. Well, what can I do to help you get prepared for your next career destination? You can email me at justgethired@gmail.com. Find me on LinkedIn by searching my full name, Jessica Fiesta Jor. Hit me up on my website, justgethired.com. Let me know how I can help you. Hopefully you guys have some great trips planned for the upcoming summer and for the rest of the year. Share those with me because I need some motivation to prepare for my next vacation. But until next time, come back on Wednesday. I'll have another episode for you guys. My name is Jessica Fiesta George, your host of the Just Get Hired podcast, and I'll catch you on my next episode.